To begin with, of course, everything was very hush-hush. We weren't really meant to know that D-Day was imminent, but you couldn't help it when you saw all the landing craft lining all the way down Southampton Water. And they were all the troops, I think they were mostly American, they were all embarked in all the landing craft, and as the weather was so terrible, the powers that be decided they'd have to put D-Day off for 24 hours. And then they thought, what can we do to keep up the spirits of the men who are on board? And so they chose two wrens, myself and another, whose name I don't remember, and we sailed all the way down Southampton Water in a naval ML, waving at the men. Really, I suppose the idea was to keep the spirits up. But both the other girl and I knew perfectly well what it was all about. You couldn't hide it from people then in Southampton that D-Day was very imminent. And at the end of all that, they took us on board the Admiral's flagship. I don't remember the Admiral's name, but it was HMS Bulolo. And they gave us tea in the wardroom. And what I can remember is we had white bread, which I hadn't seen since the beginning of the war. But that's the Navy for you. They knew how to look after themselves. And I just felt very honoured to have been able to do my little way to help, really. Yes, it was very, very moving. And, of course, many of them didn't come back, unfortunately. We may have been the last women they ever saw. I think I was a very young 19 at the time. But that's all I can do, except that in after years, I began to wonder, did I dream a ship called HMS Bulolo? But it wasn't a dream. It actually did happen.